I'm Dory Smith with Regime Change Radio, a half-hour program on the importance of voting to bring about regime change in America. Today, part one of a two-part series on the trial of former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein, with law professor Marjorie Cohn, executive vice president of the National Lawyers Guild and professor of law at Thomas Jefferson School of Law. She is a leader in her field of international and human rights law and has been a strong voice against the war and occupation of Iraq. Attorney Cohn took a team to the 8th Inter-American Human Rights Moot Court competition in 2003. A previous guest on this program, John Washburn, of the American NGO Coalition for the International Criminal Court, explained the history of the Bush administration's withdrawal from the ICC. You can read about this subject online at amicc.org. Many attorneys have criticized the tactic of the Bush administration and set forth their argument that the White House is setting up a double standard where America is not held to the same international legal standards used to assess the behavior of other nations. According to attorney Marjorie Cohn, there is no way to establish that a new Iraqi court contains the due processes guaranteed by the ICC's statute because it was set up in secret by the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council. Marjorie Cohn, welcome to the program.
My pleasure, Dory.
Now, you have been writing extensively about your assertions that the U.S. invasion and occupation of Iraq has constituted violations of international law. How do you now see the arrest and the detention of former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein?
Well, the war in Iraq, it was unlawful and continues to be unlawful. It was executed in violation of the UN Charter, which requires that the person, the state using force, get the approval of the Security Council, or that state using force act in self-defense. And neither of those things happened. And Bush tried very hard to get a Security Council resolution which would have validated his war in Iraq, and the Security Council was not forthcoming with such a resolution. And he did justify his invasion of Iraq by cobbling together various resolutions in the past, none of which together or separately legitimized the invasion of Iraq. And therefore, the arrest or capture, if you will, of Saddam Hussein, the president of Iraq, was also unlawful.
And now, how does that stand America with the rest of the world? And I mean, there are other countries that are looking at Saddam Hussein. Some may even want to try him. How will the rest of the world view what America has done with the arrest and then immediate statement that we would be trying him in Iraq or by Iraqis?
It's hard to generalize because there are countries and people around the world who are probably very happy that we've caught Saddam Hussein and we'll put him on trial, and there are other countries and people who are not happy, such as the people in the Arab world. My understanding is that more than